Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, Alan, last week we talked about Garnacha from Spain.
Right.
Now those pesky little vines, they've walked all the way across the mountains.
The Pyrenees.
And now they're over the Pyrenees. And now they're in the south of France, where it's called Grenache.
Yeah.
And is a massively important variety.
Oh, yeah. It really is. If you've ever had the good fortune to be in the south of France, particularly in warm weather, you know that if you're walking around the fields on a nice hike or something, the fields have a very distinctive aroma to them. It's all the wild herbs and grasses that's growing. Collectively, it's known as the garrigue. And once you've smelled it, you'll never forget it. The incredible thing is, unlikely as it seems, that's the smell that you get in French Grenache.
Right.
The smell, and it translates into the flavors as well. And to me, it just makes for incredibly vibrant, tasty wine with a great deal of variety. Usually in France, Grenache is blended. There aren't that many that are 100%. But wines we're talking about today, it's going to be the chief blending partner. And let's start with one from Vaqueras, which I know is one of your favorite places, Domaine de la Colline Saint-Jean. This is a $23 bottle of wine, and I tell you, it's worth every penny. This is a classic, big old Saturday night dinner wine. The wine shows a powerful, full body, deep, soft fruit, and a soft texture with dusty tannins. But the flavors, they start with a lot of berries, fruity berries, juicy berries. It adds kind of a smoky wood with spicy herb notes floating over it. It's just a fabulous pack. It's just a lot of fun to drink.
That's a great region.
And it's so deep. That's what I love about it. So Vaqueras, a very good appellation. Here's from Côte Roussillon, across the way, across the river. This is Gérard Bertrand's Grand Terroir from the Tavel region. And this is Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre, which is a very common blend.
Classic.
But the Grenache really shows how good a blending partner it can be. You start with a plump round Syrah, and then you've got the deep earthiness of the Mourvèdre. And floating across it is the most dynamic element of all, and that's the Grenache, with all these spicy flavors and aromas and the great acidity that comes along with it. It really drinks like Côte de Rhône, and, you know, why shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very similar. Aromas and flavors of wild berries, field herbs, and a touch of dark earthiness. $18, I think it's a very good buy. Here is one that just blew me away. It's Chateau de Marjolais, Côte de Rhône villages, and the Laudun tradition bottling. They make several different bottlings, so this is when you got to be specific. $18 for this wine, which makes it a tremendous value. This is one of the most impressive Côte de Rhône villages I've ever had. It's big and it's complex. It's so big and complex, you might even think you're drinking a Chateau Neuf du Pape. That's how good
this
stuff is.
It's got good concentration.
So for $18, it's a steal. 70% Grenache, which gives this wine its incredible liveliness. I really loved it. I highly recommend it. There's another village in the Rhône called Rasto. It's one of the villages that's entitled to use its own name. And Rasto really exists in a sea of Grenache, so it's the starring partner here. This is built along the same lines, but more refined. So this is a wine that I would have with a slightly less big dinner, you know, and just have a lot of fun with it. It's surprisingly supple for its size. It has spicy fruit notes that dominate the nose and palate, and there's a good lashing of tannin holding it all together. Very, very food-friendly. It's perfect for a Saturday night dinner. Grenache is just a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.